I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Welcome back to A Little Bit of Nerd, your recreation destination for all things nerdy. As usual, I'm your host, Jalen Holston, and for the first time in too long of a goddamn time is none other than the artist formerly known as Bill Cosby. Mr. Bilkey, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. It's been far too long. It brought a tear to my eye to know that we had a way to communicate via the internet.
Yes.
And record this podcast, because goddamn it, it has been too long, Jalen. You nailed it, man. I'm happy to be here.
We're back, baby. We're back and better than ever, you know. Hell, we got all the upgrades and uptunes and things.
Yeah, we're more official than a referee with a whistle right now.
Oh, baby. The bars. Oh, yes. we also have the other founding member of the podcast and world-renowned producer, I Love KTP, a.k.a. Kenny the Plug. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. Well, fans and people that have come back, it's been a long, hard road. But by George, if you're wondering why we all sound so crystal clear and actually close to microphones, it's very simple. We use the internet.
Because we are.
And and there's social distancing things, so my mic only does so much. But we're here. We're doing it. And on today's show, we're going to get into some funny COVID moments, the latest and greatest news from the nerd entertainment world, as much as we can cover, because there's obviously a lot since quarantine started. We're just now getting back, and much more. So let's get into this this rock and roll. How did you guys all handle quarantine? I was on the fence with people that like loved it, because your boy was a little burnt. I was driving to North County, had the jackassery of some of my volleyball kids, you know, and all this kind of jazz. But now I set up my Twitch stream. I got my tablet thing going. So I don't know. How about you guys? How did you guys handle quarantine?
So my quarantine was pretty solid. I went way too hard at the beginning and just straight up bought a PC, which is awesome because it's bringing me to everyone today. Totally worth it. It's an investment. I'm sticking by that.
You got me right.
But it was great. So just like you, I set up my stream, which has been so much fun. I've loved doing it. But after the first month of quarantine where I streamed like 29 days in a row, I started to get a little burned out on the whole quarantine thing. And I wanted to, you know, get outside and be back in the world.
For sure. For sure. Mr. Plug, how did you handle quarantine? And I'm going to go ahead and just say that he wins automatically because child. So how's that been, man?
It was cool. I mean, like, so at one point we did have to like take a straight week off because Haley came in contact with somebody. So she had to get tested and I had to stay home from work for a week.
Oh my God.
Like, it was cool. Cause like Animal Crossing had just dropped. So like there was shit.
Nice.
Nice.
It's just like, bro, 7 straight days in the house with a 2-year-old.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. God bless.
Bless you.
And only entertain them so much.
Yes. Oh, that's people like you that make the world go round. God damn it. Don't forget that.
Super dad.
Oh man. But we all survived. We're all here. And because of COVID, that means a lot of movie delays, gentlemen. I don't know if you heard all the buzz and rumbling when stuff was shutting down. I had plans for some of these movies. Not anymore. We have a big list here. I'm not going to read all of them. Really, we're all just kind of going to talk about the ones that hit home hardest for us, the ones we were most like just out of our seat, ready to go see. And for me, it was Black Widow. That was supposed to be my yes. annual trip to California to see it with my homie Nolan.
Oh shit, that was a whole,
we had the whole thing. Like I had my ticket prices ready to go. Luckily I didn't buy tickets yet.
That's good.
But yeah, I had the weekend picked out. I already let my work know. Like it was good.
Damn, COVID. Come on. Yeah. That's terrible. So, I didn't hear about all that, man. I am sorry. I hope you're okay. Yes,
I'm good. I will recover. We will make the trip soon. I fear not. But Black Widow, in case any of you are unaware, it's the Scarlett Johansson led next Marvel film. It's supposed to be like a prequel. If you haven't seen Endgame, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
So you know how it goes down with her in that movie. I was excited to see Scarlett Johansson just being like John Wick and for a bit.
Yeah,
I don't know about the rest
Damn
of y'all.
Right. She's I'll do anything to see Scarlett in leather. Come on,
wouldn't we all, Mr. Bug, of this list, were there any that kind of popped out to you amongst all these wonderful films that are now being pushed back as far as even 2022? I think some of these,
where is it, The Batman. I wasn't really all that excited about it in the first place, so it's like I'm not really tripping off it, but I mean, I don't know. I guess it gives me more time to try and convince myself that it'll be good and I'll like it no matter what. So I guess that's my take on that.
You don't have any faith in R-Bat Pattinson? Robat Pattinson?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't
you
seen...
You mean you don't know?
This man gave us Twilight, Kenny. How dare you?
He's so much more than Twilight. I will defend you.
I know. I just... I don't know. I can't really give a good reason. I think I'm just hating, but you know.
Well, hopefully it sets your expectations and just like blows them out of the water.
That's what I'm hoping.
That's
though. Mentally, I think that's why I'm doing that. So I am blown out of the water.
That's fair.
I can respect that. I don't like to get my hopes up for things in case, you know, it just shits the bed and I don't like it.
Exactly. And I love wrong with it. So.
Yeah. I made that mistake once and the movie was titled Avatar: The Last Airbender. So
yeah.
That's how that's going to go.
Yeah, dude, anything live action. Did that fucking clip of the Earthbenders where they're all doing all these crazy moves and then you just see one boulder like floating along.
I'm like, you couldn't even get the one part of the show that could have been cool on live action correctly. Like, they're doing 7 moves for one boulder move and in the show they're just
right.
Come on,
exactly. Bro. You could have thrown a rock faster than that thing was moving across the screen for real.
I still have not watched it. I refuse to watch it.
Same. Never will.
Yeah, don't waste your time. It's not worth it. I would just go rewatch the actual animated show at that point.
Yeah.
Well, you can now.
One I am mad about is Venom 2.
Oh, yes. That Carnage. Too.
That's upsetting. Yeah. And Into the Spider-Verse 2.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Aren't we all?
Because that's like those 6-month extensions, dude.
And we were going to get Carnage, dude, for sure. For sure going to get Carnage, man. Bilky, what about you on this list? What are some ones that tickles your fancy as you scroll through the cosmos of lost movies for 2020 and 2021?
Well, the one that sticks out to me immediately was New Mutants. We had talked about that one for a long time. I was so ready for that.
Ready, dude.
That one was gonna be a genre breaker. I was so excited for it to see it act as a catalyst to explode what could be as far as superhero movies are concerned and what genres they fall into.
For sure, dude.
Like, you could just take that in so many beautiful ways and just let the creativity of so many different people who may not have necessarily directed superhero movies take a chance at it.
Yeah.
And it would have been amazing. Doctor Strange, a little upset about that one. That one also makes me nervous because I really don't want them to mess up Doctor Strange. So if they have to take more time, then so be it.
Is what it is, you know. But yeah. I was also sad for Doctor Strange. I was sad for Mulan and Wonder Woman also. Like, I was ready for Wonder Woman 1984. Like, y'all don't understand.
We got trailers for that, and I was ready.
I was ready for some Gal Gadot. It was supposed to be actually today. Like, today.
Oh, really?
No COVID. It would have been out June 5th, 2020 was when it was supposed to come out.
This is ridiculous.
But But yeah, it's crazy. It's insane, obviously, the situation that happened. But because you are some of our loyal listeners, we're going to give you some inside tips on the best way to help movie theaters when they reopen. Don't worry about the tickets so much. Go buy concessions. Like when theaters reopen, go get you a big ass thing of popcorn. You load yourself up with some slushies. I don't know, what other kind of things do you guys get at the theaters? Like, what are your must-haves?
Cookie dough bites, brother.
Oh, cookie dough bites. Yes.
Twizzlers are a great one, but not for the people around you. If you're going to be, you know, courteous, pick a quiet snack. Yeah. Or at least open it during the
I do the wrapper during the previews. I always at least get it open, ready to rumble, because that thing is obnoxious. Kenny, what about you?
I will say I definitely support my movie theater concessions, because I mean it is overpriced, but that experience I've learned through this quarantine, like, you can't replace that. Even in, like, I bought a VR headset during the quarantine, and even watching movies on the the big screen app, it doesn't feel the same as being in an actual theater. So I guess I feel like we as a society took that for granted.
We really did. And the other thing that people don't tell you is the reason why concessions are so high is because of the budgets of these movies. And the movie theaters don't make diddly squat off of movie tickets. They make maybe like two or 3% off movie tickets. It's ridiculous how the
especially Disney
goes.
Movies. They don't make anything off Disney movies.
They don't make nothing.
And now Marvel is Disney, so...
Rip the dream.
Rip the dream.
That damn mouse, dude. Just a whole monopoly on the damn thing.
Yeah, it's kind of insane.
Oh my god, perfect segue, by the way, because we are going to cover some of the biggest and baddest headlines that occurred over the time of quarantine. I did my best here on the show. There was a lot of movie news regarding like nerd movies and things of that nature. So these are the ones that kind of just stuck out to me. First on the docket, of course, is Boba Fett is set to join Mandalorian season 2. It was announced in May that Boba Fett, along with other iconic characters like Ahsoka Tano, will be a part of the second season of The Mandalorian. Rumors are currently pointing towards Timothy Oliphant as the possible casting for the role. That guy, I don't know if you guys have ever seen him in anything. He was in I Am Number 4. Anyway, he's a good actor. I could see him being Boba Fett. What do you guys think of these characters coming into Mandalorian season 2? Kenny, off to you, mate.
I'm all for it, man. I love The Mandalorian. I think Boba Fett is a cool character. I would like to get more, I guess, insight into him, because, we know a lot more information about Jango. So getting Boba's story would be really cool, afterwards. After episode 2 and all that. And Ahsoka, the return of Ahsoka, is seeing her in live action would be really dope.
Love me some Ahsoka.
Yep. Couldn't have said it better.
There's a rumor going around that Rosario Dawson is supposed to be playing Ahsoka Tano.
Really?
Low key, though.
What?
She's on the she's supposed to be in the season 2, but like apparently that's the big rumor, is that Ahsoka's going to be in there, and she's also been cast already as a character in there, but
Oh my god, bro.
Just imagine in a Rosario Dawson Ahsoka Tano, dude. Tell me that wouldn't be bad.
I need that. Yeah, I need that. Yes. Yes.
All of the amazing. Yes.
I'm super excited for Ahsoka to come into the live action. How long have we wanted this?
Ask yourself.
Since 2005 or two, whenever the Clone Wars came out.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's going to be amazing.
Was it?
I think 05, 06. But Bilky, how do you feel about Mr. Boba Fett maybe getting some redemption after many years of being a Star Wars meme, really, and being like an adjective for how you describe Captain Phasma for so long?
I think it's great. Awesome. Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, why not? They brought back Palpatine, so why not bring back other characters and see if they can't have a redemption? Yeah.
Jesus.
I think it'll be cool. The idea of Timothy Oliphant playing it, I think that's great. He's got kind of that rugged look to him, like he could handle some bounty hunter-esque shit. So I'm all for that. And then Ahsoka, I've wanted to see her in live action since, like what Kenny said, like 2005 or something. That sounds amazing, dude. She was one of my favorite characters in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
She brought a good balance to Anakin's character.
Yeah, so, I low-key think she could have changed the narrative.
Agreed. Yes, 100%. Well, so I'm not sure where they're going to put her in.
Because Kenny, did you finish the seventh season on Disney Plus?
I did not yet.
Oh, because you said that, and I was like, "Well, boy, you have no idea."
Okay.
Wait, I'm not putting that spoiler out there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put that spoiler out there for y'all because I want you to see it. But like, there's definitely that vibe of like, "Damn, what if Ahsoka could have gotten Anakin?" Kind of shit that goes down during the end of that. Yeah, it gets real, real, and I was like borderline tears at the end of this last season of Clone Wars. It's fucking beautiful, man. It was beautiful.
Well, then hopefully they do her justice whenever they bring her to the big stage.
Oh, they will. I have no doubt. The first season was so good. You know,
very excited. Very excited for Boba Fett and Ahsoka.
Yes. Well, trickling on down the list here, we have Deadpool officially killed by Disney? Question mark. Who put that in the teleprompter? When asked about a Deadpool 3 movie after Disney acquired Fox several months ago, creator of Deadpool, Rob Liefeld, had this to say about why no developments have been made towards Deadpool 3. I blame Marvel. Blame Marvel that it hasn't happened yet. They are the reason it isn't happening. Whatever conundrum, or it didn't fit into your master plan, just commission it. Okay, commission it. You know, if Frank Frazetta was still around, you would say, Frank, paint it for me. So essentially, everybody knows kind of the general gist. Disney bought Fox. Everyone was like, whoa, what the hell does that mean for Deadpool? And here we are all this time later, and there's still no movement towards it. What are you guys' like conspiracy theories? Are we going to get a Deadpool 3? Like, realistically, do you guys think it could happen?
Yes.
Bilky, yes. Wander us into the
This the will happen.
All right.
I know they wanted to take a break in general. Ryan Reynolds was getting a little tired of the character. I don't blame him. He spent a decade trying to get it to come to the screen in general.
Yeah, right.
So give him a break to, you know, he was still doing other movies at that time. I think Detective Pikachu came out shortly after.
And then Freeman, like maybe. I think. That was one of the late movies he had, but yeah.
So that's fine with me. Let Reynolds breathe, do whatever. And I like that this is what Rob had to say, honestly. He's not cutting corners. He's not trying to beat around the bush. He's letting you know, okay, Marvel's fucking up, and they're not going to stop, and it's not going to be made until they stop. But I do think that eventually it will come back around. Now, I don't have a set time frame, but hopefully it's within the next 5 years or so. Yeah. Reynolds is going to get older, and he can still play the role just like what's-his-face did for Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman,
thank you.
Yeah,
exactly. So it can be done, and I do think it will. It's just going to take a little bit more time than what the rest of us are really wanting it to.
For sure. Well, points very well made. Kenny, what are your thoughts? Do you think it's dead? Are we getting Deadpool ever again?
No, I agree with Bilky because, you know, people want Deadpool. There's a market for it. And if Disney wants to make money, they're going to find a way to make money, and that's an easy way to make money. Even though it is, like, you know, rated R, I feel like, because, you know, they don't, I feel like they're just hesitant to bring him back because they don't want to try and tie him in with the Avengers. Are people going to ask why he's not in the Avengers? Because I also feel like they're trying to tie it in, you know, the X-Men to the Avengers. So it would be hard. I guess they're trying to figure out how to tone him down without toning him down too much to where people are still pleased with the Deadpool movie, but it's also something that is at least PG-13, you know, because every other, you know, Marvel movie has been at least PG-13.
Yeah.
If they make Deadpool PG-13, I'll be pissed.
I know, but that's what makes Deadpool is that it's rated R.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the thing I was going to say is, like, to both your guys' points, yes, Disney does want to make money, but at the end of the day, you got to remember that mouse, they got a reputation, right?
Yeah,
they're the innocent schoolgirl. They ain't going to be going to no hood parties or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So as much as I want to see Deadpool, here's at least my theory on the realistic way they could do it, right? They wait till they at least introduce the X-Men. So that way, canonically, if they really want to dump them in the MCU, they can. But then they get an affiliate studio that they own, whether it's, I don't know, Miramax or whatever the hell, to distribute the movie so that way they don't have to put the Disney castle in front of the Deadpool movie or anything like that, or flash the MCU banner. That's really the only way I can think of them doing it. I don't know. It's not looking great for the Merc with the mouth at Disney, but I have some faith, you know, because Kevin Feige is still Kevin Feige. He gave us like Guardians of the Galaxy, Hulk, you know, Thor Ragnarok, that kind of stuff. So, you know,
that's true.
I trust the guy. He gave a Spidey back, man. I mean, if he can do that, how can he not figure out Deadpool, you know?
I mean, it's not that he couldn't figure out Deadpool. It's just I hope they don't lose what Deadpool is to all the fans.
Yeah.
And that's, it's a very hard rope to walk on. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah,
I guess if I had to make an ultimatum, if it's not going to be this Deadpool that we're all expecting with the rated R, with the, you know, the crude comedy, the gore, whatever, like if it's not Deadpool, don't make it.
Yeah. That's exactly what I meant too. There will be riots in the streets, and like you want to see a company go from hero to zero is if you mess up Deadpool again, bro. Like
facts.
Fox did it once with Wolverine
Weapon
Origins.
X. Yeah. Yeah, with the Weapon X.
So imagine this successful company with all these track records of making good superhero movies messing up the one you can't really mess up. Like that would be, whew,
and they just put Juggernaut in, and they did him so well. Oh, they got Cable so well. There's a lot of things that they've done correctly. So it would really just like knock the whole tower over that they've built if they add some sort of weak link.
It would kill me. It would kill me on the inside for sure.
It really would. I would lose my faith in Marvel.
All of it gone. Moving into the DC realm, Ezra Miller possibly out as the Flash. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but it's a little fucked up. In April, a video surfaced of Ezra Miller, currently still listed as the lead actor, and I checked that. He is still technically on IMDb's page as the lead actor for the Flash DCEU film. He was choking and throwing a fan outside a bar to the crowd. It's currently unknown if WB will depart or recast the Flash role as the film continues its perpetual cycle of going in and out of development.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that video, but he literally just sees this chick and like gets in her face, takes one step back, and then just full on poof, boom, like,
oh, it was chokes. A chick.
Yeah, it was a chick. It was a female that he actually like threw to the ground. So that video kind of leaked, and now people are like, bro, you can't be the Flash.
Oh my god.
So that's where we're at with that. What are you guys' thoughts, opinions, speculations? Do you think WB needs to depart, recast? Like what are they doing with this Flash movie at this point?
I just watched the video.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh my god.
You said it to Kenny so you can watch it too? Because I mean it's pretty damning. Just, like there's no way to get out of that one, bro. You got caught straight up.
Yeah, he's like, you want to fight, and then just proceeds to choke her.
No.
Like, what is going on? Okay, so probably not. He's probably not going to be cast as the lead anymore of The Flash. I can't see that happening anymore, and nor would I want him to be in the movie for any reason.
Gotcha.
I mean, last time we talked about it, I wasn't the biggest Ezra Miller fan in general for the role.
You know, so, I wasn't either, yeah.
Yeah, if he leaves, it's really not going to upset me too much. There's plenty of other people who can play The Flash, so I'm not going to let it get to what expectations I had set. I'm okay with it. If he just ends up leaving and he's not in as the Flash, that's fine. The movie hasn't really seemed to get rolling in any sort of way as far as the development is concerned. So sure, why not recast? You've already recasted pretty much the entire crew and whoever else is involved already. So sure.
I mean, that's true. And that's going to, I'm going to tell you there's a hot change coming, but that's on the next thing because I got to rant about that one for a hot minute. The only thing concerning me is obviously the Justice League thing, because anytime you recast, there's always kind of that awkward like, wait, in the other movie he was a different guy kind of thing that you have happen. But I don't think there's a wiggle room on this one. I think he's just gotta go. Like, Kenny, did you watch the video? He just said it. Like,
I just watched it. Like, I mean, whether I watched it or not, he can't come back. but I mean, I don't know the context of it, but for a second, it looked like she was smiling when he was doing it. So I don't know.
Yeah. The only other thing that came with that was like, apparently it was outside of a bar. So obviously he'd been drinking.
So she looked inebriated.
And then I guess it was somewhat playful, but maybe he didn't take it that way. The guy that was with him was apparently like one of his agent people or something. But it just, the whole situation just got out of hand. And like, my thing is like, you're an actor, right? Like, you know, you can't even be in that situation, really.
Yeah.
Realistically. Like, what are you doing at a random bar at wherever the hell he was?
somewhere in Europe, it looked like.
And then do that, you know?
Yeah, someone's always going to be filming.
Yeah.
Always going to be filming.
But I think the Flash is going to be the next... Oh, sorry. The Flash is going to be the next Deadpool. That's my prediction, by the way. When this movie hits, it's going to hit. Okay? Like, when this movie hits, it's going to hit. And everybody going to love it. Because it's been too long.
Okay.
Down for that.
That's my hot take.
I was going to say War Machine with Marvel.
They
had what's-his-face in there. It was Terrence Cuba Howard. Gooding. Terrence Howard. Yeah.
He's a Cuba Gooding.
I couldn't remember, dude. I get them mixed up. Shit, but yeah, they did it with him. He popped out. We've had what's-his-face since then, and it's been fine.
True.
Got over it after the first movie, but I was one of the people who was like, hey. He wasn't in here.
That was I think it was one of those funny contract blunders that happen in Hollywood sometimes, because what happens is like if I cast Kenny in a movie, right, I can sign Kenny to 3 motion picture deals, right? So that means if I actually develop the movie and start putting cameras on the ground to shoot it, Kenny has to come. But then I can also sign Bilkey in case something else happens like that. It was a weird like contract thing from what I remember reading about that.
Okay.
So,
but it is possible.
I mean, I love me some Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, yes, that's who it was. Damn it,
Cheadle's that man.
I mean, Terrence Howard did it first, and then it was Don Cheadle.
But the thing is, dude, I really liked Terrence Howard as War Machine.
I did too.
I thought it was awesome.
I loved it.
Yeah, that first Iron Man, that was great.
And then all of a sudden, here comes, you know, Mr. Cheadle, and I was like, huh? But now I can't see anybody else playing Rhodey now, so, you know.
Max.
Destiny is a fickle thing, you know?
Well said.
Speaking of Destiny, my fucking god, man. Lads, I'm gonna say right now, I said 100 times on this podcast, it needs to happen, it needs to come out, it exists, and god damn it, if it didn't happen on May 20th of this year during the most just chaotic time in American history, during a Man of Steel watch party on May 20th, hosted by director Zack Snyder, a fan asked the inevitable question of when can we see the Snyder Cut? Henry Cavill also popped into that meeting, by the way, not randomly, obviously, because contracts and these things are planned, but he popped in towards the end to do the Q&A, and he played the role of Superman in Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, joined the party and playfully stated, yeah, I reckon you should show it. And then to many fans' shock and awe, I'm going to reenact this, by the way. So, like, we're doing the Zoom, right? All you see is Zack Snyder talking to the fans. You see all the people on the Zoom thing. The only thing he does is go, hang on a second, guys, I got to grab something. And there's just flips to his home theater, and you just see the poster for Zack Snyder's Justice League 2021 HBO Max. And everyone just loses their mind. And I also lost my mind. It's happening. It's coming, boys. It's going to be a thing. My God, how do you feel?
Speechless.
It's I heard and read a few things, and they were saying that there really isn't much script difference, just visual differences, which I do think will add, because it lacked a lot in the special effects department. And but I don't think it's gonna be anything like, I don't want to get my hopes up too high.
Can you get your hopes as high as you fucking can? Because let me tell you this right now.
Think it's going to be as crazy as we think it's going to be.
I'm telling you, it is. This movie is a completely different movie, Kenny.
Really?
There's a literal 20-minute arc of The Flash that got cut out of this film. There's a 12 to 13-minute arc about Cyborg that we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
There is a whole other thing about the resurrection, and there's a 10-15 minute clip of Darkseid that we don't get to see during that stuff because they didn't finish it in post. Kenny, this movie is not the same movie. This was going to be a fucking golden nugget of just nerd DC sprinklings that were planned to move forward, but we didn't get to see it because of the tragedy that happened in his family, and then Warner Brothers also being a bunch of cooks. But anyway, Bilkey, what do you think, my man? More super Jason hyped. Momoa. You
know? Super hyped. I'm like in between both of you guys. So I don't want to overhype myself, because if I start to hype myself up, I'm going to expect everything. And then I'm just going to sit a little bit higher than Kenny's than what Kenny said earlier, because I don't want to just like assume that I won't enjoy the movie or anything like that. I just want to sit comfortably in a neutral standpoint and be like, okay, I do expect some changes, but maybe I am leaning more towards Kenny's side. I don't want to expect a whole different movie.
Yeah.
Because if I walk in there and it's not, or I guess into my living room or whatever, I'm going to watch it, it's going to upset me.
True. True.
I switch sides. Kenny, I am on your team now.
Thank you.
It's fine. I'll stay by deliberation. Myself. It's fine. I'm going to tell you what I'm saying by, because there are some videos out there of there's a YouTube channel that does certain behind the scenes cuts, and they show you like raw footage of what was supposed to be filmed in some of these movies, and they do like side by side comparisons, and you'll just see like chunks and chunks and chunks of like what was not in the original movie when you watch them side by. It's like a 40-minute video. Went down a rabbit hole. Don't want to talk about it anyway. But yeah, this movie is going to change a lot of things. If it is a movie, they're also talking about possibly making like a 6-part series out of it, which I'm fine with. Whatever way I can see what was supposed to happen on screen versus what we got, I'm fine.
But if it is a series, I do want to be able to binge it. I don't want this week by week BS.
Oh, it'll be week by week. Do you see it's HBO. They did Game of Thrones. They do all these shows. I don't think HBO's ever had a show they didn't release week to week. It's gonna be fine though. But what better way to actually like celebrate the Snyder Cut? Because yeah, I think remember when Mandalorian came out? How much we were talking about it for so long, and then like we're still talking about it because like they have the documentary out and like all this news keeps coming out. Like it's just gonna, you know. So this movie is gonna be, or show, whatever the hell it's gonna be. I cannot wait for it. I'm ecstatic. And the theory that I had was that this is the change engine that kind of reignites the DCEU.
Okay, that's a hot take.
With the way that his movie was supposed to end, you can still go right into Aquaman, right into Wonder Woman, like all this other stuff, and like it doesn't change. So I'm really excited.
I am excited, but I'm still gonna sit in the reserve section. Gonna cool it. I'm like, okay, I will just see what happens when it happens.
Little lame boy. And then right off the back of this, and I shit you not, this was like a week later that these rumors started popping out after the announcement of that, was that Henry Cavill back as Superman, question mark? Rumors have circulated that actor Henry Cavill will reprise his role as Superman in upcoming DCEU films. Currently, it is suggested that he will make cameo appearances, but some sources have said that there is a true Superman sequel in the works with none other than J.J. Abrams attached to the project. J.J. might be producing or directing, not really sure yet, but yeah, so that news broke about the Snyder Cut. A week later, all of a sudden these rumblings are coming around like there was a huge contract, a multi-picture contract that Henry Cavill signed to come back as Superman. Details came out that for sure he's going to make two cameos for sure. But then everyone was like, why would you come back for two cameos, you know? So then a little bit more news kind of came out that there is a, you know, definitely a bigger movie that he was attached to. Otherwise, he wouldn't have signed the contract. So what do you guys think about getting Henry Cavill back as Superman? Mr. Bilkey, I'll throw it to you first.
So I'm excited. I like Henry Cavill as Superman, or in general. I think he's a good actor. It said in the notes that it would be upcoming films, which is plural, which makes me think, okay, who's going to be the big baddie in the next villain arc or whatever, you know, they pursue.
Yeah.
We were talking a little while ago and you said that we could get hints of Darkseid at the end of this Snyder cut.
Yes.
So if they brought Darkseid in as the new main villain and had these movies lined up with Cavill, I think that would be super badass. I would love to see it. If they do put him in cameos, I want to know which way they're going to go with these other movies and where he's going to fit in. But all in all, I'm pretty excited for it. I want little nuggets to chew on of information so I can kind of like piece together in my mind what they could be trying to build.
I got you. And I can confirm for you that he will not be in, Wonder Woman and Shazam 2, I think. Those are the ones that are kind of the ones that are, or is it the other one? Excuse me.
That's even better.
Batman. Well, obviously, he won't be in the Batman or anything, but I think Shazam 2 and Wonder Woman are kind of pretty much like in the can. Like, they're definitely not going to have him in there. Mm-hmm. But there's some other ones that he could come in, like Black Adam with The Rock and stuff like that, that he could show up in. But yeah, no, it's kind of crazy. Kenny, what do you think about Mr. Cavill coming back as Superman.
I mean, I agree. I think he's a good actor, and whatever he does, I love The Witcher. So it'd be cool to see more Superman. I mean, I'm just probably thinking too much into it, but I don't know. How are you going to defeat Superman this time? You know, he's...
That's a good take.
Taking the route of the Goku, you know. He can die, but he'll come right back.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main thing I had with Batman vs. Superman. First of all, they called that a sequel to Man of Steel, which was baffling, because it was literally a Civil War. That's not a sequel. And the difference between that and Civil War was Civil War still felt like a Captain America movie versus a team-up movie, but Batman vs. Superman was just team-up, and they threw freaking Doomsday in there for no fucking reason.
Terrible. Terrible.
I don't blame Zack Snyder for that one. He's still a visually amazing film to watch. A lot of good stuff in there. But yeah, I said it on the show numerous times. Henry Cavill is not my Superman. It's just what Zack Snyder envisioned for the character, what he did to the character to kind of deconstruct and really break into the psychology of this mythical being. Like, good on you, just not my thing. I like my happy, smiley Superman. That's, you know, Christopher Reeves era, you know, the, buck you to justice kind of guy, you know, that's my Superman. But it doesn't mean I didn't like Man of Steel or Batman vs. Superman. It's just, it wasn't my thing. All that being said, can't wait to have him back, because I think Henry Cavill kind of got shunned out of having a true sequel to his franchise that really started the whole DCEU anyway. Because whether you like it or not, a lot of people liked him as Superman and Man of Steel, and then he kind of got, what was it, like 12 or 20 lines of dialogue in his air quote sequel to his movie. So redemption time for Henry Cavill, in my opinion. But yeah,
love it.
Yes, moving right along to DC TV stuff, otherwise known as Jalen Recaps the Flash, because Arrow got moved to Thursdays, but now it's no longer on because it ran 8 seasons and crisis happened. So, yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard of the show Batwoman. Yeah. But after one season, the lead actress is out. Laughing her fucking ass off. Like,
oh, it was Ruby Rose? Like,
literally, she did one season and she out. So now they're in the process of, I don't know. Apparently there was some beef. There was some crew beef. Like, they had enough to get the season out. But I think, you know, kudos to the W or the CW for kind of keeping a lid on it, because that could have leaked and that could have went real south. They were just like, nope, I hate you. We're going to finish this and then we'll talk about it after. Like, yeah. But so what do you guys think? Oh, go ahead, Kenny. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just making that comment.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, what do you guys think about, not only is this like a character after one season leaving the show, this is supposed to be the lead character of a, basically going to be a franchise TV show with how CW does these things, leaving the show after one season. Kenny, like, what would you do in this situation if you're supposed to be kind of spearheading this project and you're in charge of Batwoman right now?
I'd be freaking out, man. Like, I mean, you know how we were just talking about how, you know, Warhammer had the character change, but I don't know. This is like, imagine if you watch Jessica Jones first season two, it's like Jessica Alba.
Right.
What the hell? What's going on here?
It's hard to keep that concise, especially with how it will, in my example, Jessica Jones, how good Jessica Jones was, but depending on how good Batwoman was, that could really hurt, you know, the reputation of the show.
I will say it was picking up steam. I don't think it was going to blow any doors off, but like, you had all the Batman lore in there. I liked Ruby Rose. I thought she was actually doing a pretty good job. But the main thing was the villain was kind of stealing the show for me, which is always encouraged, especially with these long 22 episode seasons that the CW keeps doing. But yeah, so Bilkey, what about you? I mean, this is the lead of your show. She's out and you got to figure out what you're doing with the story. Are you even going to do maybe a season two? What are you thinking, man?
This is crazy. You might have said it. I'm not sure if I heard it. Did she leave on her own accord? Was there a disagreement between her and the studio? How was the exit made?
So the article that I read said it was a mutual departure, which usually in studio terms means that they didn't like what they were getting out of Ruby Rose. It was more of a firing than anything else. But yeah, so that's kind of what happened there.
So this is interesting because if I'm not mistaken, she was in a couple of the DC TV series for like an appearance, right? She was in like Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, all sorts of stuff. So that's kind of scary because she's been that role in so many different areas, and then she has her own solo show. So you're like, okay, well, what the fuck do we do now? It's kind of crazy. I think if you're gonna stick with it, that's old news. You just got to put it in the past. If you're casting someone new, great. All right, awesome. Let's get you up to steam on what we're doing. Give us all you got, like all you got, whatever. Let's make a show. If you're just going to get held up on it and you're like, well, okay, well, she was everything, we can't make the show anymore, then fucking scrap it. So be it. Yeah. You guys got a random season. You caught me slipping once, but it won't happen again. That sort of thing. So hopefully they do find someone else.
I got you.
They've already established the character in general in that universe. So you might as well just, fucking find someone else and let's get the ball rolling again.
Yeah.
It happens. Michael Jordan, lost in playoff series.
It did happen.
It happens. Those things happen. But the Chicago Bulls kept rolling. And DC TV has had a lot of stuff that has been successful in the past. So, keep going. Man. You got to find someone else who's going to win you a ring.
I completely agree. And the current rumor right now is that they're not going to make, they're going to really kind of cater to the secret identity of Batwoman and make it not about Kate Kane and kind of write off the character that way. So that way, it's more of like a mantle thing, and the Batwoman character of the show is more of just a mantle thing where like other people can kind of take it. So that's kind of the weird angle, I think, the last thing I read that they were trying to do, because they don't know about just straight up recasting and having her play Kate Kane. I think it's interesting if you're gonna do it that way. I guess like TV wise, it kind of makes sense because you can kind of say like Kate Kane died in an explosion or something like that. I don't know, something crazy. Somebody has to take up the mantle. I don't know, but. Yeah, this was
Monty Python shit.
Yeah, some Monty Python stuff. Just a flesh wound. it was really weird for me though. I was really getting into the show though. Like I do I even want to finish it? Because I liked Ruby Rose. I liked the villain. That kind of apparently Hush kind of dropped in there randomly, which is like one of my all time favorite DC stories ever. It's weird, and I never thought out of all the TV soup. Like I figured this would happen on DC Universe before it would happen to the CW shows, because those are usually pretty locked down and tight
for that
universe. It's weird. Let's move this ball right along on the show here though, and get you to our brand new segment, Get You Some Anime. In this new segment of the show, Bilky gives you his latest viewings and recommendations for all things anime.
You love to see it. okay, so we were talking a little bit before the show.
And Kenny,
Kenny brought up Demon Slayer, and I think that is a great recommendation if you want something explosive, funny, visually pleasing, well told as far as the story goes, and it's fresh, it's new. It's something that, it came to the screen in 2019. I think it won Anime of the Year, actually, which is amazing.
Oh, wow.
If that doesn't speak enough, watch this show.
It's the whole Anime of the Year. No big deal.
Exactly.
Hold my beer.
The thing that makes me so...
It has a 9.5 rating.
Boom. 9.5. Suck it, Naruto. No, I'm kidding. I fucking love Naruto. Get out of here.
Believe it.
Yeah. The thing that makes Demon Slayer so exciting for my recommendation is that there's more to come, and it's confirmed that it's on the way. It makes it like, okay, cool. I'm going to watch the show. I'm going to invest in the characters because I know I'm going to be rewarded with more content. There's supposed to be a movie coming out, and the release date is official in Japan. It's October 16th of this year. So granting there's no crazy COVID, shit happening still. We'll get the movie. The movie is a direct sequel from season one of the anime. So you're gonna fall right into canon, which is beautiful. Awesome. And then it's rumored that around February of 2021, we're going to get season two of the anime. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah, it's about to roll right in. So Demon Slayer is the big wreck, 100%.
Like everything else. I better get to going on that one tonight then. Shit.
I just... No.
You just finished... Oh, my God.
It's so good. I cried so many times.
I feel that. I feel it. I'll admit it. I'm a grown man. I feel it.
No shame here, man.
So much resolve.
It's amazing, dude. I want to cop some of those earrings he has. I've been looking at them. Yeah, with like the fans. Yeah. As far as recommendations for just good shows to watch, I got a little bit of like some that are a little bit older, some that are, you know, in the old section, but not as old as the others.
Oh, yeah.
I guess if we start with the older ones, well, Hunter x Hunter, but they revamped that in 2011. We were talking about that before the show. Hunter x Hunter, another great shonen. This is probably one of the best shows I've ever seen, honestly. The storytelling made me cry a bunch of times. It's compelling. It's deep. It hits you in places you don't want to. You don't want to get attached to things. You don't want to imagine yourself in the scenario. Like, it's intense and it hurts. That's the thing that, you know, I look for in art, if it can convey emotion out of me. And this one really does. I think Hunter x Hunter is incredible. A couple others on the list. I just finished rewatching Yu Yu Hakusho. Yeah. I know that's one of Kenny's favorites. Yeah.
Spirit God.
Exactly. Yu Yu Hakusho is amazing. If you haven't watched it, definitely do it. Most of these on the list that I'm going through are going to be shonen, so you're going to see a main character, your protagonist, kind of like the spunky kid, chip on his shoulder, but he's got the power of friendship and the resolve to conquer any foe in his way. So you're going to get your first arcs where they're like figuring out they can fight, then you're going to get your training arcs, which everyone likes, taking on the big bad guys. It's going to be great for you. I'm in the middle of Bleach right now. I haven't watched Bleach start to finish. I'm loving it. This one is kind of similar to Yu Yu Hakusho in the sense that it resides in the soul realm. So you have soul reapers, spirit detectives, guys that are going to deal with souls that haven't found a way to what we would call heaven. They're kind of in purgatory. They're lost souls, and whether or not they turn evil or succumb to the forces of evil lost souls is up in the air. But you have people like your protagonists who are going to come in and try and make a difference. Yeah, it's great so far. My last one for the rec is going to be Psycho Pass. Now, Psycho Pass came out around like the early 2010s, maybe 2012, 2013, something like that. This one is a little bit shorter than the others, but it's a really cool take on a somewhat dystopian time in the future. So in this day and age, they're trying to reduce crime as much as possible, right? So they have every citizen take a psychological test that will determine their psychopaths. So if you're above a certain threshold, then you're deemed as a criminal or dangerous or whatever it may be. And the police force has a certain weapon that will only fire if that psychopath threshold is met. And so you have people on the inside who are trying to manipulate the world into bending to their will or whatever it may be. And you follow a young detective who gets taken under the wing by like a lieutenant who kind of doesn't play by the rules, but believes in firm justice. And like, he's not going to bend to the system and play games with angry mobsters or whatever it may be. And you just kind of follow their journey into taking down who the main villain in the whole show. It's a really cool idea. And you get some of the best, I guess, action scenes without it being a full-on, you know, like Fate Stay Night or Dragon Ball Z kind of thing. Right, really cool stuff, yeah.
Noir story there, kind of.
Exactly. You got Psycho Pass, Hunter x Hunter, Yu Yu Hakusho, and Bleach, and then definitely check out Demon Slayer.
Well, my goodness.
Yo! That's what I got for you today. I'll get you some anime.
Get you some anime, indeed. Oh, man. Well, let's roll right on down to video game news. Usually, this is where we talk about League of Legends, but dear listeners, my God. Season 10 of League of Legends, to put it mildly, is pretty much the equivalent of how everyone felt about COVID-19. Like, it's so god awful, and it's so toxicity has never been higher. So we have all retired from League of Legends for now, until maybe things kind of go back to normal and the kids aren't stuck at home ruining my rank games. So Kenny, what other kind of stuff have you been playing? I know you mentioned Animal Crossing, if you want to dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, Animal Crossing has been great. I honestly think I've burnt myself out on it because I went so fucking hard. Like, if I have a 5-star island and it's hard to maintain. So yeah, that was a good release during the quarantine. I'm kind of sad about the delays on Cyberpunk 2022 or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's sad because it's, I mean, it's only like what, it's June now. So what, 3 more months, but it's whatever. We'll get there. What's some other gaming news? PS5 reveal event online was canceled due to the racial injustices going on right now.
Really? Yeah, I remember seeing
that. I did not hear about that.
They delayed that, and then on top of that, they deleted season 4 of Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So a lot of people have mixed feelings about it. It's like, you know, that's cool that you want to leave that space, you know, on social media platforms for people to speak up about important issues right now. But some people are like, you know, this is, as a black person, you know, this is a distraction for me to at least, you know, keep my mind off of things and kind of keep a level head, which, you know, I can understand that. So, I mean, I support it either way, but yeah, that's their little situation they got going on. A lot of video game companies are doing that. Like the Pokemon company donated, Nintendo donated to, you know, Black Lives Matter. I believe Microsoft did. IGN is donating, I think, like $1 million to black video game developing companies.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Because some of those companies are not owned by Americans.
Nope.
So you're seeing a lot of, I guess, global input and action being taken towards the cause, which is amazing. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better response.
Yeah.
Absolutely magical is what that is. That's simply magical. But during the COVID-19 madness, Riot, the same company that does our League of Legends game, they have also been developing other games, like their first-person shooter was just launched this week, actually, out of the closed beta, which was Valorant. Bilky, you are kind of the forefront expert as far as how much you've played it out of the three of us, obviously. Mac user. Oh, God, just kill me now. But yeah, so give us your little rundown about Valorant. You know, what's the general gist and what's things that are unique that Riot kind of put in there to make it a little bit different than some of the other stuff you're going to see out there?
First impression. Fuck, this is hard. I'm new to the PC realm as far as having an actual tower and getting to, you know, dive into some of these games that would normally break a laptop that I was playing on. Right. So this was exciting, right? It's my first shooter. I had never played CS or anything like Tarkov, anything close to what Valorant is. And I was pleasantly surprised. When I hate this comparison, but I'm going to make it because I don't like Fortnite. But PUBG was massive for Battle Royale type games, right? Is everywhere. But the thing for me is I couldn't see very well when it came to PUBG. Like I can't see players that are far away. So I have the same issue with Call of Duty type games where it's a battle royale and it's realistic. My eyes just don't work super well, so I can't see the fucking players. They're getting shot from everywhere. But that's what was refreshing about Fortnite. It was bright. It was animated. I was able to see all the things. And that's what I really liked about Valorant off the jump. Was like, okay, granted, it's going to take me a while to learn the mechanics, to aim, to move, to do all this stuff, but at least I can see what's going on. It had a friendly feel to it where League doesn't feel as friendly to new players. League has a very high learning curve, and even when you make it to level 30 or whatever, so you can play ranked, you couldn't even wipe your ass by yourself. It's League is it's brutal to learn. Valorant, on the other hand, has been easier to learn for me. I like that there's what feels to be, in my opinion, a baby meta. It's not like something super hard in stone where you have to have these certain characters. You can play whatever you want when you're at lower elo, and it's not going to affect the entire outcome of the game from champ select. Like, you're going to get a chance to, you know, carry your team or perform well, even if you don't have a healer or if you don't have someone who can drop smokes. It's nice that the game just came out and it's finished, I guess, for now. It looks so much different than the closed beta. Like, the menus feel different. They released a new map. There's a new character that I'd never seen before. They have new skins. They have all sorts of cool cosmetic stuff. So it's really nice to jump back into what feels like a new game. Because the only thing I got to keep was a couple player cards that say beta on it, and then a little keychain that goes on your gun that had like the closed beta symbol on it. Oh, so, damn. As far as anyone else was concerned, if they didn't know, I was just another player starting off at level one. Like, okay, let's dive into Valorant. Let's see what's going on. So that's been really nice. I guess I've been rambling a bit, but the last thing I'll say about it for now is that there's no ranked at the moment, which is fantastic.
Nice.
I think that's great, honestly. Different. Yeah, because whenever you have the ranked mode up, it changes the mentality of a lot of players. And for some, that turns them into the more aggressive, toxic player in the chat. So if they die or if they see you do something that could potentially lose the round or the game, in their mind, they're going to speak it and they're going to let you know that you fucked up. And it puts more relaxed vibe whenever you're just playing unrated, like, you know, jumping into a game. Like, hey, cool. Let's just, you know, go have a good time. So I hope they keep it like that for a little while. So that way the overall vibe and feel of the game is more welcoming.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that it seems like they're trying to apply some stuff from League as far as like community goes into Valorant already. I think I saw there was a IGN article that players that were banned in beta are still banned. And then one of the developers talked about it, like, no, we don't just go off the IP address. Like, we literally take their soul out of their computer and they are never going to play the game again.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. Okay. Like, they ain't playing, bro.
It happened to Tyler One.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny, what about you, man? I know you played a little bit, and you're kind of on the other side of this. You play more Call of Duty, you play more CSGO, those kinds of things. So tell me your thoughts about seeing this new one kind of come up in Valorant.
Yeah, so for the record, I didn't play too much CSGO, but, you know, I watched Gus, our roommate, play it a lot. And I played it a little bit when I first got my PC about almost a year and a half ago. And, you know, it seems and feels a lot like CSGO, but it has a lot of different elements, especially with the abilities and the, you know, like abilities.
Definitely.
There can be a healer and everything. Like, that's not in CSGO for real. But it's, to me, it's too slow paced. I guess maybe it's because I'm used to playing like a game like Call of Duty or fast paced battle royales, but I played maybe about 10 hours of Valorant when the beta was going on. And even before I got access to the beta, you know, you have to watch like 2 hours on Twitch or whatever. I couldn't like keep focus for more than like 5 minutes because it's just so slow. And I don't know if it's because everybody's still learning the game, so everybody else is just kind of making very tactile moves. But I can't. I need fast.
I'll agree.
I need action, you know.
It is slow.
Especially if like you get camped at the beginning and you die at the beginning of the round, you're just sitting there for another 5 minutes. And if it happens 2 times in a row, I really am like, okay, I'm done. Like, come on. I've been sitting here for 10 minutes and haven't done anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can play up to 25 rounds. It's the first one to win 13 rounds.
Oh, man. Yeah, so maybe that's kind of the thing, right? Maybe they bring that number down a little bit, especially because I imagine they're trying to move this into a competitive thing to make it like League of Legends, where it's going to be on ESPN3 and all these other kinds of things. So
the Ojo. Yeah.
The Ocho. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So real quick, Jalen, you made a point about how they were trying to bring in some of the community aspect from League of Legends. And I think, like, you brought it into the air and I caught it. It was good. It reminded me when you first log into Valorant and you're playing the game for the first time, they have this thing pop up and they want you to read it. And it talks about all the aspects of being a good competitor and teammate. And so I think they're trying to take a lot of the stuff that's missing and has been missed for a long time in the League community and establish it from the jump with Valorant. And that's awesome.
It's a very smart move.
Yeah, I can't hate it if there's going to be effort towards it, who am I as a player to not try and implement those actions into my own play style and my own thought processes? Like, if I'm going to commit to being a problem, that's fucked up on my part.
Yeah, I see that for sure.
They're making it so you're aware of the issues and you're aware of the attitude and energy they want you to bring into the game. So if that, you know, just makes you go, okay, well, fuck them, I'm going to be toxic, then, you know, you're part of the problem. And hopefully people can start to recognize that in themselves.
For sure. And I think I want to see some numbers on like how many Valorant players are also League of Legends players, because I think, you know, for them, it has to be like, this is our redo button, right? We have a new game with new things that are going to be coming in. We want it to be friendly to new players. It's a first-person shooter. A lot of people do first-person shooters. So why not address the issue up front, unlike kind of what we did with League of Legends, where we kind of let it just kind of dangle in the wayside. And now we're at the point where Voy Boy himself made like a fucking plea video. I don't know if you guys saw any of that.
I did see that. Yeah.
And I was right there with him, man. I wanted to come through that screen, give him a big old bear hug. I'm like, brother, yeah. I feel you, man. I'm, you know, bronze 18, but shit, man, I feel you.
It was hard to watch that, honestly, because he's always someone who's going to be in good spirits and be excited to play the game.
Yeah.
And you broke him.
Fuck you, Rice. You that's broke, fucked, you dude. Broke you the boy. Boy,
that's fucked.
Jeez Louise. Well, Bilky, Kenny, it's been a while, but it's that time of the show.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Bilky, Kenny. What in God's name is going on? I went to sleep and I woke up and people are raiding Walmart for toilet paper. And then there's all these kinds of riots. I ain't seen this much action since 1965. What's going on out there? The Cubs apparently didn't win the World Series last year. Baseball ain't going on. What is happening out there?
The world is on fire, Mr. Carey.
It's absolutely lit. Like a sweet cascade of melted cheese and fondue. Cypher, if you want to read, where I give you some comic book reading, or we give you some comic book reading recommendations, Netflix recommendations, all that kind of good stuff. I got two right off the bat for you, just because of the times that we are in with all these racial protests going on in our country. Not My Captain America is probably the most modern and in-depth take on this entire issue, in case you guys are not aware. This is where Sam Wilson finally gets the mantle of Captain America from Steve Rogers, after Steve loses his the chemical that makes him Steve Rogers, the super soldier, you know. And the reception and the narrative tone of the book is like, how does somebody who has known Steve Rogers, Captain America, view a black man in that mantle? So very, very much a good read right now to kind of understand stuff that's going on. And then an old classic is Jungle Action featuring Black Panther. This came out in 1972. This is where Black Panther fights the KKK, and it was a very controversial issue for Marvel when they released it, but it is awesome. It's just got some of that old kind of 60s dialect in there to read. If you guys haven't read old 60s comics before, like reading them now, just like how we do not speak that way anymore is just kind of crazy, but it's like a watching good read.
JoJo's.
It really is. And this issue really impacted a lot for different comic book artists that are African-American that were impacted by this specific run of Black Panther. So go check those two out if you want. So what do you guys got for if you want to read book recommendations, Netflix recommendations, whatever the hell you guys want to do?
Anything Miles Morales,
yes.
That's my recommendation.
Anything only comic book to ever make me cry actual tears, by the way. Only piece of physical paper that made me cry actual tears reading a panel illustrated by Sarah Pacelli.
I thought you said my Valentine card made you cry.
All of the above. I was boo-hooing.
We were talking about some of the movies that got postponed, and then my mind has been kind of stuck on Miles Morales since that part of the pod. So yeah, that's going to be my recommendation. Anything Miles Morales related. It's good feels, and I think while we do need to stay present on these issues, and we need to keep moving forward with the protests and everything that's been going on, it's good to, you know, come home and read something that's going to take your mind away from it for a couple hours, you know,
for sure.
Enjoy something that's wholesome and good. And yeah, I don't know. It brings joy to me to read Miles Morales. So that's why I wanted to share it today.
he's awesome, man. He's just he's a cool kid. He's Kenny.
Exactly.
You know? Kenny, what do you got for,
what's going on?
I haven't been reading much lately, but I guess if I were to have recommendations, it would be reading anything, you know, like High Republic, Star Wars, you know, Knights of the Old Republic, we've got, you know, that series / movie series or whatever that they're coming out with soon.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
I'm going to start preparing my brain for that.
That's a great idea.
Oh man, that's going to be so awesome. Well, guys, my God, there's a pandemic. There are race riots right now. There are all kinds of things happening in the world. But by golly, we did a podcast for $0 and 0 cents.
How?
It's because we host our podcast on podcast.com. It's the best place to host your podcast because you can upload all your stuff for free and there are no storage limits, optimized search engine capabilities, all the good stuff. You know, I still got it. I didn't even write it in the notes. They're gonna test. I didn't even write this in the notes.
Look at this guy.
Done the slogan. It's actually unreal. You can find all
these. Sponsor us,
please. That'd be nice. The stimulus check didn't really go that far. I'm just gonna throw you out there right now.
We are reaching out for you, podcast.com.
We really are. Yeah, all these comic book recommendations can be found on Comixology. If not, just go on Amazon, try to get you a copy, a printed copy. It's good stuff. And if you don't have Comixology and you have Amazon, it's a couple clicks of the button and boom, you got it. It's you go to your settings and your account and you look at Comixology and you click yes, and then you look at the comic you want and you click that one, and it's there.
It's all very simple.
Yeah. It's so so simple. My God. Oh, man. Bilky, where can people find you on the internet these days?
Oh, I have a new Twitter.
Segue. Hello.
Okay, so my clever idea for the Twitter, because you know how you can change your name to say whatever whenever people are looking at your tweets initially and it's not your handle?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Panic at the Disco, right? Let me make my handle At the Disco, and then I can change my name to whatever I want it to be, and then it's
At the Disco.
Bam. Kenny nailed it. I can't remember what my name is right now. I just changed it to something.
It's Pilot Jones.
Yeah. Pilot Jones. Yeah. So Pilot Jones At the Disco. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? So the actual handle would be _the_disco_. And then if you want to find me in the realm of Instagram, you can find me at BILKOZBY. And of course, as always, it is open for your interpretation.
Excellent. 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 Oh, man. Kenny, where can people find you on the internet if they want to talk at you?
On Instagram and Twitter at Sir Keep the Peace. And that is peace like PEACE.
Peace and love.
Like Meta World Peace, holding that sign at the protest that said, me and all my niggas riding. I was like, this man
He went so ham, man. We are all also now Twitch streamers thanks to COVID-19. You can find me at Art by Jalen on Twitch. Bilky, where can they find you on Twitch if they want to catch a stream of yours?
You can find me at NT Yoshi. So that's November Tango Yoshi.
Wonderful. And Kenny, what about yourself, my man?
You can find me on Twitch at I Love KTP.
Check out the streams. Give us a follow. If you want to dono, we'll do a little mob for you. It'll be a good old time. And make sure you guys check back for our next episode because I'm 94% sure it will be episode number 50.
Woo! Yes. Big yes. 50. It only took us like, 4 years, but we made it.
We're going to get to 100 now that we can do meetings like this.
Exactly.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, you damn right. I got some guests hopefully that are going to come in. Nolan, I mentioned him earlier, hopefully he'll be able to jump in talking to old Brandon and maybe Jedi John, maybe Mr. Young. We're gonna see what kind of things we can throw down for this 50th episode of the pod. So yeah, keep it sweaty, y'all. We'll catch you in the next one.
He goes, motherfuckers started throwing shit at me and said Black Lives Matter. I said, bitch, do I look like 12? I'm a security guard. I'm 11.
Changed my mind. Paul Blart should have been with a black lead. You could have God done that movie with fucking Craig Robinson and it would have been a smash hit.
Facts. But actually,
Craig Robinson could have been Paul Blart Mall Cop 100%.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that would have changed an outlook.